sometimes, as I said, so they come in, reading didn't appeal to them at all. But after a while, when you put the work on the board and have them to select something like that, they'll pay attention and they can tell you what it is. And after a while, they'll begin to read your sentences on the board. I enjoyed the primary department better than I did the other, because when I first started teaching now, I was in a one-teacher school down here in Maxey, Mississippi.
Yeah, where?
Maxey. And I started teaching there, but see, I had first through the eighth grade. And one of the girls, she got stubborn and attempted to fight me one day.
You mean actually fight you?
No, she didn't. She told me I whipped the child, her cousin, and she came to me, she came to stop me. And I started to hear, she said, "You better not hit me." So I didn't hit her, because she was bigger than me. She was larger than me. And I didn't hit her. And so I just stopped everything right then. And I just sent her aunt word that she couldn't come back to school anymore. They had the superintendent to come down to, because I didn't let her come back. And when he got to talking with her, he couldn't get her to say how she would act or how she wouldn't act, so he told him to take her home. Nobody can teach her that like that.
Did you have much of a problem with discipline with your students back then?
No. Well, when she went, Almighty had no more trouble with any of them. And of course, they wanted me to come back that next year to teach. That was my first year. I had that trouble. But I just told them I wouldn't come back. So the next year, I came up to Brooklyn. The superintendent sent me to different places.
Is Brooklyn a town?
This is a little town. It's a little town. I don't know how it looks now. It's been a long time since I've been down that way.
See,
that's between here and Gulfport.
Oh, I see.
And Brooklyn, Maxey, the ones, he asked me, would I go down there, because the people had fallen out with the teacher that was there. And he says, she's got a no-count husband, and she's got children, and she needs work. And I just want you to exchange. Well, I was fixing to ask him for another place anyway.
Is that right?
So yes, because I had told the others I wasn't coming.
Yes, ma'am.
And so he asked me, would we exchange? And I just told him yes. Mm-hmm. But I'd go into him then to ask him to replace me.
Yes, ma'am.
To place me at another place. Mm. And so I taught there. And then I played a little. And the next year, teacher came and asked me to work with his wife over at Ovette, that's between Laurel and Mobile. And I went to wait over there between Laurel and, with her. She wanted somebody that could play, and she asked me if I would work with her. They lived at a place down here called Socia, not too far from Gulfport. And they both were teachers. He was teaching one place called place farther out. I never did go out there, called New Road.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was